The World Health Organization's director, Dr. Tedros Adhanom, says global coronavirus infections are reaching a new high. But there's hope infections can slow down.
This week, we will reach 20 million registered cases of COVID-19 and 750,000 deaths. Behind these statistics, there is a great deal of pain and suffering. Every life lost matters. I know many of you are grieving and that this is a difficult moment for the world. But I want to be clear, there are green shoots of hope.
According to a tally from Reuters and the World COVID-19 stats, global coronavirus infections have already surpassed 20 million, with as many as 20.2 million cases and 737,000 deaths. But some nations are beating back the virus. Adhanom points to countries in the Mekong region, New Zealand, Rwanda, and island states across the Caribbean and Pacific that have been able to suppress the virus early on. Over the weekend, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced 100 days with no community transmission. Adhanom says Rwanda is also an exemplary nation to suppress the pandemic.
Rwanda's progress is due to a similar combination of strong leadership, universal health coverage, well-supported health workers, and clear public health communications. All testing and treatment of COVID-19 is free in Rwanda, so there are no financial barriers to people getting tested. And when people test positive for the virus, they are isolated, and health workers then visit every potential contact and test them also. Getting the basics right provides a clear picture of where the virus is and the necessary targeted actions to save lives.
Adhanom says there are two essential elements to addressing the pandemic effectively. Leaders must step up to take action, and citizens need to embrace new measures. Other nations like France, Germany, the Republic of Korea, Spain, Italy, and the UK have had major outbreaks of the virus. But Adhanom says when they took action, they were able to suppress it. But in the U.S., which has the world's largest tally of coronavirus infections, now at 5.2 million, and 166,000 deaths, President Donald Trump has repeatedly said the coronavirus will simply go away, and his administration has resisted a nationwide COVID-19 response. But global health experts say the opposite should be done. Michael Ryan, executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, says the coronavirus needs to be actively suppressed.
This virus is proving exceptionally difficult to stop. It's difficult to recognize, it's difficult to distinguish between it and other syndromes unless you have adequate and immediate testing. You're seeing that now in countries with influenza and with COVID at the same time. So this is not an easy virus, and not an easy virus either to detect. It's not an easy virus to stop. Very often, viruses can show seasonal patterns. We've certainly seen that with influenza. This virus has demonstrated no seasonal pattern as such so far. What it has clearly demonstrated is, you take the pressure off the virus bounces back. And that's what we will say to countries in Europe. Keep the pressure on the virus. The DG said it. Suppress, suppress, suppress.
Another nation whose leader has flouted the severity of the coronavirus is Brazil, which over the weekend surpassed 100,000 reported coronavirus deaths. The South American country has the second highest coronavirus infections in the world, with more than 3 million reported cases. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.